Hello coders, welcome to the programming podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing the fundamentals of building mobile apps from the ground up. Whether you are a beginner looking to get started in mobile development or an experienced developer looking to brush up on the basics, this episode is for you. Segment 1. Native versus cross-platform approaches. When it comes to building mobile apps, there are two main approaches, native and cross-platform. Native apps are built specifically for particular platform, such as iOS or Android, using the platform native programming language and tools. This can provide the best performance and user experience, but it also means that you will need to build and maintain separate version of your app for each platform. For example, let's say if you want to build a simple to-do application. So when we are choosing an approach for a native development, we will have to hire a developer, or of course you can say like you can code for Android version separately. Again, we will develop a different app separately for iOS, which is basically an iPhone app. So one app will not run on the two of the phones because it is platform specific. So with native development, you will have to maintain, again, also build at first on the both separate platform. Now, what is cross-platform? The cross-platform approaches, on the other hand, allow you to build a single app that can run on multiple platforms. This can be more efficient in terms of development time and resources, but it may also result in some trade-offs in performance and user experience. Now, what exactly it is? So cross-platform, here if you take an example, if you have heard the words like Flutter development, React Native development, Xamarin. So throughout the years, Xamarin and React Native were lot famous names in the cross-platform approaches. Again, if you try to get compare between the native development and cross-platform development, by cost-wise, it's gonna show you for a cloud platform, because you are building a one app but it is going to run on the both of the platforms. Again, there are some, if there is some kernel or specification, you have to build it again for the both of the apps, but most of the time if you have a simple apps or even day-to-day life apps, they can be worked by cross-platform approaches. We will dig deep into the future podcast onto it, but yeah, that is the difference between the native and the cross-platform approaches. Now, our segment 2 is design patterns for building mobile apps. Now, design patterns are tried and true solutions to common design problems. Now, if you want to code again, now you have choose what you have to develop, like if it is a native and a cross-platform. So now you have to choose like are you going to code like, because if you are like, how you going to code now, what, how you going to code, because again the programming language is already decided what you gonna do, which language you gonna choose, but how you gonna structure your code, what will be your design pattern, like the main code. So in the world of mobile app development, there are number of design patterns that are particularly useful. For example, the model view controller, which is MVC pattern, helps to separate the presentation layer of the app from in data and logic. This can also make it easier to maintain and extend your app over time. Imagine like you are writing some code, and when you look back after 6 months, you don't know what exactly it is written, where the API is called. Like API basically like a connection between website or your mobile, like where it is called, or lot of things. Like you, again, you have to keep maintaining it and add more feature to it, and it should be good. Like, so what design pattern help us doing that? Again, design pattern also help in many different way. Like if you take an example, like if you are on the UI right now, and if you go from the common patterns in Android you used to do, you are going to do call the API from the UI pattern. Now user is blocked, or user's UI is blocked. Now this can result in many app crashes, etc. So there are design patterns which can help you in all kind of stuff. Like it is there to make developers' life easier, I will say. Yeah. So on the other side, other patterns to consider include the singleton pattern, which ensures that only one instance of particular class is created, and the observer pattern, which allows object to register and receive notification from other objects. Nowadays, like the combination of singleton and observer pattern is like quietly used. Okay, now we move forward to the segment with the tools and frameworks for testing and deployment. Now the most neglected part, is this. Once you have built your mobile app, it's important to test it thoroughly to ensure that it's stable and free of bugs. There are a variety of tools and frameworks available to help with this, ranging from automated testing tools to manual testing tools. When it comes to deployment, you will need to consider how you will get your app into the hands of the users. This may involve submitting your app to an app store or distribute it to others. Now, the last part I just mentioned, it can be about the publishing the app. Yeah, it will come under deployment. The first part I mentioned, it is about testing part. Now, why I said at the beginning it is the most neglected part. So now you know, like, we have to choose like what framework to choose for the testing and all, but I just wanna say like why testing is important. Like, so because the testing is like it can find the most possible errors before it lands into the user's hand. And also like it will help to ensure that a product is of high quality and fit for its intended purpose. Testing can also help to identify and fix defects and bugs, as well as to validate the product meet the requirements and specifications set out by your development team. So without testing, it is likely that a product may have high number of defects and may not also function as well as you may think. Okay, and it can be again easily be frustrated and again potentially costly to rework, of course. So testing is important. After that, as I mentioned, like the deployment part, now you can choose what you have to deploy. Again, like it's simple, right? For example, if you for Android, you can deploy it on Play Store, or for iPhone, you just like this from App Store. Again, the pricing is different for Android. For now, I guess it's around $25. It's for lifetime, and for iPhone it's around something yearly payment. So you can choose on this. So that's it for the episode on building mobile apps from the ground up. We hope you found it helpful and informative. If you have any questions or would like to learn more, be sure to check out the show notes for links to additional resources. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in the next episodes.